The fear of time passing us by too quickly is a real one, and it's called chronophobia. While not everyone experiences it, some people do feel sad and nervous that they are wasting their childhoods away while they still have it, or that they already have wasted it. Hello, hello! I'm Norma Strode, and I'm going to check in with people about their childhood experiences and see what they might miss about it, or what they think they'll miss about it. Hello, I am here today with my friends, Gabby.
Hi.
Eric.
What's up?
Josiah.
Oh!
And Robert.
Hello.
And, we will be discussing the question, are you afraid of time passing by too quickly? So, what are your guys' thoughts?
Honestly, it kind of sucks not having, not being in elementary school where you can screw around.
Yeah. What's it called?
I'm afraid of time happening. It's like, I'm dumb. And like, I feel like I'm not maturing fast enough, you know?
Yeah. You're correct.
Because you act like a 12-year-old.
I feel like I'm gonna be dumb when I'm 18. I'm gonna like fail school, you know?
I feel like when I learn how to drive, I'm just gonna be like,
It's just
How would you describe like your childhood? What are certain things that happened that you remember fondly?
Being born?
You remember being born?
Yeah, bro, it was epic.
Yes, see, I remember my conception. It happened at a campsite. Okay, moving on. Okay, we're not going into that train of thought. Okay, let's move on.
My childhood was real bad. Real bad.
Did you guys go to Kumon?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
Kumon? Yeah, I hated that so much.
That's because they didn't expect you to get. They didn't care about the answer. They just said go fast, and I learned nothing.
But I used to think that 1 + 1 was 11. That's the thing.
That's like
I did
stupid.
Learn stuff.
Yeah, then there were these dinguses who were like, "Hey, 1 + 1, it's a window."
That's a funny. Pick your comedy, bro.
But like,
why are we so off topic? What the heck?
But I was like off topic. I was talking about my childhood.
Talking about
Kumon. Bro, I have no idea what Kumon is because I'm from the east, bro.
Same.
Southeast, bro.
Yeah, like how I haven't even answered my
question. Answer them. Answer your answer. Answer.
Answer my answer.
Yeah.
Yo, my childhood was fire. Something cool happened to my dog when I was a little kid.
No.
Do
no.
It.
No.
Do it.
Tell the whole story.
Tell the story.
I was chilling, and it went bang bang, and my dog went ah. And yeah.
Bro, I can't even hear what he said.
Okay, Eric. Eric.
That's what happened when I was a kid.
Jesus.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Because because you're just terrible people.
Okay, Eric,
Robert is a psychopath or something.
What?
Eric, implement your part.
How honest am I supposed to be?
However honest you want to be.
Yes, very cool. I played a lot of Pokemon when I was younger to distract myself because I was beaten as a child, which was not very cool. And oh yeah, my parents yelled at me if I didn't improve in swim meets. It's like, you didn't get plus, you were 1 second faster. No electronics for you.
That reminds me, what about grades? Like,
grades.
I was like, in elementary school, before I could see my grades online, like check them at any time, I used to be so nervous about getting a report card. Because, like, I never knew what grade I had. So.
Oh.
I don't know, I really stressed about elementary school grades even though they don't really matter. And I kind of feel burnt out now because I worked so hard before. You know?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I agree, I was like mostly in gate classes and stuff. Like...
Yeah.
It wasn't
I
tried
to get most A's in my classes and it was just elementary school.
Yeah, I... And kind of had a similar thing as well.
Yeah, and when I got a C on a test, I was like so upset about it, and it wasn't even that big of a deal.
Yo,
and I got back at it, I feel like I should have just not cared that much about it, because now it really matters, and I feel like I don't care about it as much when I should.
I know that once when I got a D on an assessment quiz, which was just to figure out my placement, I think I don't know if I cried or if I almost cried. I think I almost cried, but I was freaking out.
What are your assessment quizzes?
I don't know. I freaked out really badly.
Yo, there was this one, girl in my class, right? And she was like, and you know how in like certain grades you grade each other's work, right?
Mm-hmm.
She marked a point off, so I got an 89 because I didn't have a period on the last sentence. When I yelled at her, I got put in the timeout corner
for 3.
Are you kidding? You asked your teacher if they could round it up.
I know, like, well, I'm a kid, so, like, I'm
yeah,
like,
I don't think
I'm
I knew like, about rounding up before.
I think I was 7 or something when that happened, and I was so freaking mad. Oh, also, I told my, I just didn't do my work, and I told my parents. No, I told the teacher, oh, I left it at home.
Yeah, that's
how. And I was like, what, they're being graded? I thought I left them at home. That was a move.
Okay.
Like y'all were trash kids back in the day.
Everyone was a. What were you like, Robert?
I don't know. I beat the kid the crap out of a little bitch and what's it called? Got decent grades.
Oh no.
So you're saying we're trash kids when you were a bully.
Speeding up hitting children. There was this.
That does not make it better.
Yeah, when I was
in fifth grader, when I was in sixth grade, sucks. Because like sixth graders are kind of stupid, and I couldn't really think that much.
I don't know anything about sixth grade because I skipped it.
Maybe loser. Why don't you skip a grade? What?
I skipped it.
Yeah, because he's like, yo.
Because he's smart.
Not really.
But even if I was old, they never taught me the stuff that I needed to do to skip a grade. So I was just like, hey y'all, do this, and I was like, bet.
Speaking of hitting kids from with Robert,
do you have any coming of age traditions? Like for me, technically, my culture, like my mom, from my mom's side, she's Mexican. So technically, if I wanted to, I could do a quinceañera. But I don't know any of the traditional dances and traditional things that usually happens during a quinceañera. And we don't want to waste that much money, which is more than people use on their weddings. So, no. I might have a sweet 16. They might take me to, what is it? Cancun. They might take me to Cancun. If we are, we're not able to, when I'm 16, then when I'm 18 or when I'm 21. It's really just landmarks of age. So, what about you guys?
I don't have any coming of age.
It's not a coming of age, it's just a little milestone.
Yeah, other things that come with adulting that aren't
taxes, bills.
How has your insurance as your premium gone up?
How much is your net worth?
What is your net worth?
What's your job looking like? What's your income? Can you pay the bills?
The paper there.
That is something I'm horrified for. Just even driving, like, I'm terrified of that.
You know how expensive college is?
Oh, God.
Very. I'm trying to get a scholarship.
And then in other places, college is free. So.
Oh, yeah, college is free in so many places. Like, it is more competitive, though.
Yo, why are we moving there? Yeah, it should be. It's free.
True.
Anyways, next question.
Okay. When you guys were sick or that kind of thing, would you be given any kind of food or treat? I know that my older brother, I think, gave me chocolate because zinc is a compound in chocolate that's supposed to help you when you have the flu and that kind of thing. So free chocolate when I'm sick, but my mom would just get me chicken soup. She would make me chicken soup. Not chicken noodle soup, just chicken soup. No noodles. So what about you guys?
Well, I think my mom would just give me, like, medicine and soup so I could feel better. But it's been a long time since I've had a fever. But, you know, I'd probably just jinx that right now.
Don't jinx it, because if you have a fever now, it's going to be corona.
Yeah, you're just screwed, you know?
Yeah.
As I'm screwed.
I'll attend your funeral.
Speaking of corona,
thank you, Eric.
Dad recently went to work and he came into contact with someone at corona.
Oh!
Fog.
So things ain't looking too good for me, you know?
So let's hope you don't get sick. I mean, not just you, I mean, everybody else.
One life equals one prayer.
Right?
Hey, what's the question?
Foods did you get or stuff when you were sick?
I don't know. I rarely get sick, so I just got some medicine and that's it.
You get sick? No.
I don't know. Just some medicine. And then I just stayed home and watched TV or something.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
It wasn't even that weird. You're so nerd.
I got some real good stuff when I got sick. No, I got yelled at.
I mean, yeah, I can understand that too, because like...
Mostly because the only reasons I get sick is just because I'm stupid. Like, let me just run outside in like the dead of winter with like a t-shirt on. Gets a cold.
You don't do that regularly?
SMH, dumb.
I know.
Okay.
What's it called? I ate a metal disc that I found on the ground. And then, I didn't get sick of that, but like that was kind of stupid.
I remember I swallowed a dime and my mom had to take me to the hospital.
Isn't that not good for you to swallow?
I know. I was like, yo,
it is not.
This is a cool looking thing on the ground.
When I was a kid, I used to chew on pencils a lot. It's like, so I had a surgery. I had a surgery this one time, and they actually found metal in my stomach.
That is disgusting. You're disgusting, Josiah.
Well, I didn't know that metal would be in my stomach. I was just chewing up some pencils, man.
Why are you chewing
up pencils? Chewing up pencils?
That's disgusting.
Bro.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wait, do you guys remember the first time you saw like a mechanical pencil?
Same. I thought they were
cool. Like, the first time you saw a mechanical pencil, I thought those were so cool. Like, I didn't even know what they were. Second grade.
Yeah, my first one had a pencil, but not. Ooh. Yeah, my first one was like, I snapped in half, 0.9 millimeter, I think it was.
Oh, I had to beg my friends for pencils.
What?
I just lose all of my pencils day one. Hey, could I borrow a pencil?
Yeah, I give my friends some pencils and then they never give it back, so I just learned not to give people pencils anymore.
Why are you talking about fitness and going to pencil? What's the next
okay, the next question is, what would you do for fun when you were younger? I was a lonely and sad kid, so I would count my money.
Oh my.
Every day during summer vacation, I would count my money, even though I wouldn't get any more or any less. I would count it differently. I would count, some days I would start with the $1 bills, other days I would start with the $20 bills, and other days I would start with the pennies or the coins or stuff like that.
I would do as fun as a kid. I would go on my Wii and I would play illegally pirate games.
Me like, too!
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, you know Pokemon Rumble? Does anyone
know Pokemon Rumble? You know WeFlow? That's what I used to use. It's a homebrew channel.
WeFlow.
Dang.
That was fire, bro. I used to play, I thought you used to be like, yo, man, I love playing games.
Well, I used to watch TV.
You know, this game, Cartoon
Network,
yeah,
Nickelodeon.
Has anyone here not watched Avatar?
I haven't.
I watch, but like the movie or like Avatar
the show?
Both. I haven't watched the movie. I'm not going to watch the movie, and I've only seen like 5 episodes of the show.
Finish it.
I want to. I have commitment issues when it comes to shows.
I like this, but it's kind of garbage.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Legend of Korra is like okay.
God. Oh, Legend of Korra is bad.
It's not bad. It's okay. Like, it does stuff right. Like a lot of people just hate on it because it's not Aang. Like shut up, bro. Actually.
Yeah, you caught yourself there, hasn't you? Yeah.
I saw a video and it said that the only thing that they think that Korra did better than Avatar The Last Airbender was the villains, that the villains were more scarier, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I just love spoiling things for myself. Okay, so, last question. What is something you miss from your childhood? I'll go first if you guys don't want to go. Okay, something I particularly miss from childhood, I would say, is when I was younger, my older sister would share my room with me, and I don't remember too much of back then because it was a long time ago, but I remember that she would turn on the TV for me, and we had this really old-looking TV, but she would turn on the TV for me every day before she left for high school, and she would give me a hug and then tell me goodbye, and I love you. And then just one day, she left for college, and she would only show up once every few months, and it's kind of... another thing that's kind of sad is that
we would share this big queen-size bed, and I always took the right side, and she always took the left side. And even now, I never sleep on the left side. If I ever have sleepovers, other people sleep on the left side, but the right side is mine, because that's the side that I would sleep in when Sarai was here, and when she would sometimes visit and sleep over as well. Although now, since I'm older, I'm not, we don't sleep in the same room anymore, even if she comes over. Yeah. So I would just sleep in the guest room while she takes my room. But yeah, I miss spending time with my siblings, because they used to live in this house. And I remember, my brother's room used to be my older brother Jonathan's room, and he had, like, this big bed, and the walls were, like, this reddish color, and it just gave this kind of warm ambiance. And then I remember a moment of him holding on. I remember him holding on to my dog, and then I remember the guest room used to be my brother's room, and he had this really weird poster on the ceiling with this car and this lady in front of it. Yeah. It's one of those weird photos. But yeah, I miss us all being together, and now I am. It feels a bit like I'm the oldest sibling, because it's just me and my younger brother here. And my parents and my dogs, but you know. It's not as full of a house as it was before. So, what are your guys' answers? Okay,
I honestly don't know.
So
I'm really bad at coming up with answers. I'm gonna reply.
Okay, Josiah, you can go last. Eric, you can go. You have something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I used to have tons and tons and tons of Pokemon toys and plushies and figurines in my room, right? Literally this year, I had to take all of it and I had to put them in a box and leave them in the garage. And that's real. It's because I needed, like, more space to study, stuff like that. So I did take away, put all my Pokemon away. And I just have my Bulbasaur and my Wartortle in my room right now.
No!
It's so sad.
How dare you have to leave, you have to leave your Pokemon behind.
I had to leave all my Pokemon behind. It's really sad.
It's like symbolic of growing up, man.
I kept making a point, like, no, in middle school, like all through middle school, even in eighth grade, I'm like, no, I don't want to put them away.
Oh my gosh, it's like Toy Story.
Bro, this is so symbolic, bro, because it's like, imagine them growing up, I'm dying.
It's like Toy Story. Eric is Andy, he left the Pokemon.
It's so sad. But I still have two left, which is good.
I don't really miss much from my childhood, except for time, I guess, which is probably a little subjective, but...
It's a water door. If someone listening to this gets this, you're pretty cool.
I'm already having a hard time as a junior, and I know it's only gonna get harder from here, so... And I know I'm way past the innocence and infinite time I felt like having as a kid. And I'm far from excited for paying taxes and getting a job as an adult. I know my friends that I have now won't be here later. I don't know about you guys. I hope you'll be here. But the ones in school, they probably won't be with me. In 4 years, they'll probably all be strangers to me, and it makes me feel sad. Ultimately, it's the change that scares me the most. I like the friends that I have right now, and even though I say I hate school, I'd honestly rather do it forever than get a job that'll probably be the same for decades. When parents say they grow up so fast, I feel like I could only say that about myself as well. So, yeah. That's a little sad, but it's the truth. It's what I think.
It's symbolic of growing up.
That's
I don't have to remember. I don't have memories. I don't have anything to think about. That's what I missed about the past. Not thinking about ceasing to exist soon. Yeah. Yeah, that's my answer.
That just got depressing.
That was pretty deep.
Damn.
I mean, it didn't sound deep, but it was deep. Trust
I'm
me.
I'm 14 years old.
I get what you mean.
r/I'm14 and this is deep.
Okay. When I open my eyes,
deep,
all
right,
so I can see. Okay, Josiah, it's your turn.
I got nothing, honestly.
Say something.
Good job.
You have
so much time. Oh my god.
I'm trying to word it together, and it just always comes out wrong. You know.
Then just do it.
This is a podcast. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it.
Josiah.
Okay. Well,
this
I didn't
is symbolic of life.
I didn't get to say my first answer, which is also long. So.
Okay, then Gabby, you can say your first answer. And Josiah, you have
earlier.
Time. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll buy Josiah some time right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, what was the first question?
The first question is, are you afraid of time passing too quickly?
Are you scared?
Okay, so,
are you
yeah,
frightened?
I'd say I'm afraid of time passing by. I'm a junior in high school, so I'm almost to college, but honestly, I still feel like a child. These past few years, I've been going by fast for me, and it feels like nothing about me has changed, even though I'm getting older by the second. Then I see my friends and classmates that look like they have their lives together, and they're good at many things like sports and taking honors classes at the same time, and I don't do those things. I'm just taking honors classes. I don't think I have many other talents other than doing those. And even I'm not that good at honors classes myself. And coronavirus also makes me feel like I'm being robbed of the limited amount of time I have left before becoming an adult. Sometimes I feel really overwhelmed about adult life since I'm not even sure what I want to go to college for. My parents aren't going to be here forever. I don't have any siblings. And it really just feels like I'm not going to have the strong support I want or need later in life.
Silence.
Dang, that's deep.
Yeah, so Josiah,
so sad.
Can't think of an answer.
Josiah, if you still haven't thought of an answer, I can say another thing.
Well, do you have
something that's related to
God.
Other countries? Yeah, Norman, do you have something related to other countries?
Okay, Josiah, at least add on to my thing if you don't have an answer. Something.
Yo, Rob, are you playing Clash Royale right now?
Oh my gosh, Norman's gonna have to take that out.
Robert, I'm glad you are dedicating so much time and effort into this podcast.
So much focus.
I really appreciate it.
Norman's great, is really.
Yeah, bro. You didn't even try to write it, that's the thing.
Yeah, why are you shaming yourself right now?
I don't know, I feel like
okay. I'll say something
Speaking
else.
Of streaming
oh,
with today's sponsor.
Oh my god,
Norman Fox.
No. Okay, so I'm going to add on to something else that I miss from my childhood. And I guess that would be innocence, really, because I know when I was a lot younger, I went through many kind of phases. I went through a fairy phase where I believed wholeheartedly fairies existed, and I would capture one, and I would love it, and I would nurture it.
What about Santa? Did you guys believe in Santa?
I believe in Santa.
Santa's real, right?
Oh,
I'm
see,
just joking, I'm screwed with you.
Yo, people...
My dad is Santa.
Your wife Santa Claus kissing my mom.
True. World, world star.
I stopped believing in Santa Claus when I sent him a gift from myself and he didn't take it.
Hey, well, I don't think I ever believed in Santa, which is probably kind of sad, but my parents didn't really advertise them to me, you know?
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so...
All the presents I've gotten were from my parents, and then I got this,
$2,
McDonald's toy for Santa's present.
Oh, McDonald's toys, I always wanted them, but Happy Meals are so expensive.
Well, when I was younger, I would give all of my Happy Meal toys to my siblings for their Christmases and for their birthdays. So if you were my sibling, you would get McDonald's toys for your birthday.
Oh, damn. You must be rolling in cash.
You must be poor as hell. Christ. I'm being honest.
Dude. McDonald's toys, dude, they literally had, this mini Game Boy.
It's at the end of the podcast.
Oh, no. Josiah still has to say.
So we're just calling right now.
I ain't finna answer that, Chief.
You have to.
You have to answer. Come on. It's gonna be so awkward. It's
so much time to think of an answer.
I don't have an answer for it.
So you don't miss anything from your childhood?
You don't miss...
Well, I can't, put it together that well.
Then don't put it together well. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't need to be well. It's literally a podcast.
You know, I miss existing. I don't know.
You are existing.
I think I get what you mean. You know how people say, as you get older... You get more unhappy. I think that's what Joseph should be saying.
Yeah.
My mom always reminds me how I used to be this kid that was always happy. You know, I'm just grumpy all the time. I'm just a generally good person. Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah, innocence is so one of them, but not fairy tale stuff. I mean, as you get older, you learn about the real problems in the world. And some things you can't fix, and it makes you feel even worse, you know?
Yeah, and you feel conflicted, because, half of your brain is the world's a nice place. It can be a nice place. There are many nice people around, and there are many people working. And then the other half of you...
You must be feeling bad, because you don't have today's sponsor, Raisha.
Oh, my God.
No. My other half of the story is, what I was going to say is, one half is everything's good, and the other half is everything is horrible, the world's burning down, we're gonna die soon, everything is going to...
That's definitely part of growing up, you have to realize that.
You're supposed to laugh in the face of this toxicity.
Laugh in the face of the world.
I see, coronavirus?
Ha!
Ha! Look at these people without masks. They're dumb.
You're saying that I'm probably going to stay alone for two more years and stuck in my room? Ha! Sucks to be me, I guess.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Too bad I never had any friends to take away to begin with.
What?
Here we go. Thanks for your friends.
Okay, you're done? Okay, I'll say the second half of my story.
You know, we grew up being in elementary school doing the pledge every day, but you learn about the problems with our government too.
Time passes by really quickly, and soon all these little insignificant moments will become a blur to time. So that's why we have to appreciate all of these moments, no matter how weird they can get. So, remember to stay weird, kids, and don't do drugs.